I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
KSL's top stories on the coronavirus.
I'm Maria Chaleos with your daily coronavirus update. There is increasing optimism today that the nation is getting closer to controlling the spread of COVID-19 with the current COVID-19 vaccines.
I don't know if we're going to hit herd immunity or not, and I don't mean to be flippant, but I don't know if I care. What I care about is let's get the virus under control. Let's get our lives back. And I'm pretty confident we can do that.
Dr. Ashish Jha with Brown University School of Public Health says he knows some people will choose not to get vaccinated, but he's hopeful most people will. And he hopes parents choose to get their kids vaccinated as well when approval is granted so we can decrease the spread even more. Pfizer began the process today of seeking full approval for its COVID-19 vaccine. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more.
Pfizer and its partner BioNTech announced they submitted clinical data to the FDA, which will take months to review it. More than 130 million doses of the vaccine have already been given, but Dr. Ashish Jha at the Brown University School of Public Health told ABC News FDA approval would be a sure sign of safety.
It'll also give confidence to a lot of people who've been on the fence, businesses that want to mandate it for workers coming back.
It could also mean mandatory vaccine for the military. Moderna said it plans to apply for FDA approval later this month. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
2020 meant people could not visit their older loved ones in their senior centers or retirement homes or assisted living facilities around Utah. But this Mother's Day is so different. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards reports.
Facilities around Utah are expecting many visitors this weekend, and they welcome them back. Utah's older residents were among the first to get vaccinated, and COVID cases and deaths plummeted. The president of the Utah Assisted Living Association, Scott Monson, says there's a good energy in the buildings now.
People are seeing their loved ones again, and they're able to visit and have a degree of normalcy come back into play where they can continue that family relationship.
Monson says the guidelines say if everyone is vaccinated, they can take off their masks and hug each other and talk and be in the same room. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Dr. Angela Dunn is encouraging Utahns to get their second dose of their COVID vaccine. She posted on Twitter yesterday that over 88% of Utahns who got their first dose came back for their second. That's compared to about 91% nationally. She wrote, "Make your first count, get your second dose." Utah is recording 386 new positive cases of COVID-19 today and 4 additional deaths. The health department says 137 people are in the hospital. Just over 19,000 additional vaccines have been administered since Thursday. With your daily coronavirus update, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.